Hello, I'm Nicola Bonn and you're listening to the Outspoken Beauty Podcast. Today I'm speaking to a woman who is possibly one of the most important people in the beauty industry. Her name is Vasiliki Petru and she is a shining example of everything I love about beauty. So far, I've found that the industry is kind. It's full of women who want to help each other because there are so many women in beauty. People are generous, people are fun, and people are very creative. And Vasiliki is really leading the way in that. She really believes in women and in helping them. She'll do anything to help elevate someone's career. She's also very passionate that beauty should do good. So when she works with a product or with a brand, they have to justify their existence morally. So whether that's by helping other people or being sustainable, helping the environment, they have to have a kind of reason for being there. She is so powerful and so good. She's like the good fairy of beauty. And I'm so excited that you're going to be hearing my chat with her. You're going to fall in love with her. I just know it. Later in the episode, my lovely cosmetic scientist, Lorna Radford, is back. And this week we are demystifying vitamin C, which is quite a confusing ingredient, I think. And we're going to talk through three different products, all of which contain vitamin C, and really speak about what they're doing and whether they're doing it in the right way. And finally, at the end of the episode, I'll be talking through a few products that I have fallen in love with recently. First, though, here's the moment I sat down and chatted to one of the kindest and most inspiring people in beauty, Vasiliki Petru.
So what I do is I'm a president for luxury. So I manage the luxury division for Unilever Prestige. It's six beautiful luxury brands that are really purpose-driven. We believe that purpose is our compass and we want business to be a force of social good.
So when you say purpose-driven, brands that have to have a reason, a good reason for their existence.
Absolutely. We want the brand to leave a legacy, either in society, as social agents, or to leave really a positive impact on the environment, to do more good versus bad, and to leave a legacy so that our kids and the kids of our kids talk about the companies that they are contributing, they are forces of good.
That's really interesting. And I think that one of the things I found doing this podcast and being within the beauty industry is there are two schools of thought about beauty. Some people think it's a negative thing, that it's materialistic. Why are women spending their money on how they look? Why does it matter? But then there's the school of thought that both you and I come from, which is actually it really can change people's lives for the better. What do you make of women who feel they have to use products and have to wear makeup to be socially accepted?
It's all relative, right? It's really, for me, it's the confidence, which is the most important thing. And it's always relative because it depends in the country and the context, you know. Whether you are in India, you know, versus China, versus the UK, the cultural norms are always so versatile. But I think it goes back to the one common theme, that if we can heal people's skin so that they feel better about themselves, it's really positive thinking,
yeah.
Right? If
yeah.
you think positive things happen in your
yeah.
life. It's all in the mind. You can make miracles in life if you think about miracles.
Yes.
If you think negatively, negative things happen because you create that energy. It's a thought process that makes it into reality.
Obviously, you know, brands like Dermalogica are dealing with problems like acne. I mean, Dermalogica saved my life on many an occasion.
Oh, thank you.
I like the, the powdery scrub.
Dermacrofoliant is just another delivery method. And
yeah.
The best always with Dermalogica is to go and have a diagnostic consultation.
Yeah.
Because one of the key differentiating factors, if you want, about Dermalogica is our professional skincare therapists.
Yeah.
It's the only brand that I know, at least, that hires systematically people that have long been trained and educated as professional skincare therapists.
Yeah.
So we do not really work with ladies who are just hired by agencies. These are professional skincare therapists. And the good thing about them is that they are very much interested in education versus selling product.
Yeah.
A lot of people get frustrated, you know, why they don't push product. But I like that because they are authentic. they take a woman's needs as the first priority, and they're not there to sell product. I think it's good always to have a skin diagnostic, because skin, it's a living organ, and essentially it changes. Say you're on a plane, or it's before the summer, or after the summer, or during the winter, skin changes all the time. Because skin changes, it's good to track your skin and to have somebody who's an expert to kind of guide you through it. So you're not alone, because people see amazing results when they follow a very simple regime. Yeah. It's not about doing a lot, but doing the right thing well. Yeah. That's all.
The problem is, as well, I think there are so many products out there.
It's true.
You can kind of get a bit confused and just buy lots of different ones and mix them together, and then you actually wreak havoc on your skin. It's that we're all amateurs, aren't we, really, when it comes to our skin. We do need that professional to guide us a bit.
I think so. And it's a good investment because you mentioned makeup. While I love makeup as well, and we've got Hourglass, which is a beautiful, beautiful brand. Yeah. It's important to have the foundation of the skin healthy, because it's important, right? It's part of our body. Health, the skin and the face is the mirror of our health. Yeah. And that is quite important to get it right.
Yeah, definitely. And the right skincare can do that, and the right lifestyle and diet, which obviously is where I fall down.
Actually, Dr. Murad says that beauty is connected. And it's obviously it's the skincare, the topical product, but he also believes very much about cellular hydration. And his philosophy is very much about water you eat versus water you drink. So watermelon or water-rich vegetables, they make a huge difference into our cellular youthfulness.
More than a glass of water?
Definitely.
Really?
Yep. And then also the third step is very much a kindness in your mind, you know, be mindfulness, be kind to people, do good, because to get to happiness and fulfillment, beauty is connected, you know, wellness is connected. It's not singular.
And actually being kind, I mean, people often say kind people are beautiful people, because it shows
absolutely
in their eyes. Is that an ethos you live by?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And also I believe in smiling, because smiling is contagious. Again, opens up how people receive you, how people address you, how you communicate with others. And I truly believe that we are all connected, you know.
Yeah.
And somehow by doing good, you create positive energy, and then you create, again, positive social change.
I really want to talk to you about where we're at with the beauty industry. Which brands, how do we know who we can trust and who we can't? And where's the beauty industry heading? I mean, you know, from what you're saying, Unilever's really leading the way with important moral ground. It needs to be more than just a great product. It needs to have a moral compass as well.
And a purpose.
Yeah.
For example, Living Proof, I didn't mention before. It's a great hair care company.
Yeah.
It was founded at MIT. In Boston. It's almost like the Silicon Valley and MIT together in the way the company has been designed and thought. Amazing, amazing product. And their purpose is STEM, which is to support women in the math sciences.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we want to support girls more into engineering, like the CEO until now has been woman. The head R&D is a woman. Most of the company is women. Actually, beauty has a big percentage of female people. And I think that's only a positive, right? Because I know in the businesses that I run that when we have diversity and a good proportion of women in boards or in senior roles, businesses flourish. I've seen data in my experience, which is better business results when women are in senior roles. So it's a big boost for women. This is our time.
It's a women's industry. I mean, without wanting to go too far the other way, because I think, you know, we're in a real feminist era at the moment. I don't want to alienate men too much.
No.
But I do feel like the beauty industry for a long time was ruled by men who didn't always get what it is to be a woman. Because
That's
how could
true.
They? We're different physically and mentally. And I love the fact that women can have opportunities in a place where they really can do great things.
Absolutely. And the good thing about men, as you mentioned, men, it's now one of the most growing segments in beauty and wellness, because also men, maybe they were underserved in the past.
Yeah.
But also I think they're becoming more aware about their skin needs, about their body needs, wellness, stress. Beauty is not just about the topical and the exterior. It's really about managing stress, detox, digital detox. So it's a quite exciting time. Wellness is definitely the future. Because people are crying for it. People don't have time. They have high levels of stress, pollution, the environmental stressors. So companies really that can serve in an authentic way this need, I think, will stand apart.
When you hear of a company like Unilever, I think you can feel quite alienated. You think, gosh, Unilever, I mean,
it's a big corporate company.
It's a big corporate company, and you'd never imagine that a company like Hourglass or even Dermalogica or Kate Somerville would be under Unilever. And when you hear that, sometimes it can be off-putting, but I think to hear your voice and to hear your beliefs, it gives it some humanity. I think that's really important.
Definitely. And on purpose, just to build on your point, we have left all the luxury companies completely independent and completely outside the main Unilever.
Yeah.
It's a pioneering business model, actually, that we have set, because we truly believe in keeping the indie essence of the brand, keeping it very authentic, not touching any formula, having the founder as pioneering the thought leadership.
It's a big responsibility. You're like the mother. They're all your children.
I am a little bit.
You've got to protect them. So we talked earlier about beauty being a great opportunity for women to really shine. I mean, let's think about this. Women should be able to do well in any career they choose.
Absolutely. Now, actually, you inspired me to talk a little bit about financial independence through entrepreneurship.
Yes.
One of the programs that Dermalogica supports, for example, it's called FIGHT, which is financial independence through entrepreneurship. And we are supporting thousands, actually, of women, small entrepreneurs, because when you open a salon, it's a small startup business.
Yeah.
A lot of these women won't know how to finance it, how to run a P&L, how to train, etc. Social media now.
Yeah, huge.
Everything is going through a massive change. So our mission is to support female entrepreneurs. And we give loans to women in more than 70 markets, I believe, around the world.
Are these things you publicise? Because I've never really...
Not a lot. This is something that we need to do much
more. I think that's wonderful that you don't. I mean, you're doing this.
I know. We're too busy doing versus talking about it.
But that's amazing. And it proves actually what you're saying, that you are really good. You're not just doing this to sell products.
No. We believe, again, it's the heritage of our founder, right? Jane Warwond, because she... The vocational training, learning to be a skincare therapist, saved her family.
Yeah.
And then opened the horizons, you know, for a company creation and creating a massive impact around the world, you know. So I truly believe in financial independence, making women stand on their feet. And if you think about it, in countries, you know, who are not as lucky as us in the UK, where women are not as free, let's say, you know, to have jobs like us, etc. It's really a matter of financial independence, because imagine if they had the financial independence, then they wouldn't have to tolerate a lot of what they tolerate, whether it's a marriage they don't like, or whether the ability to be able to find a job or the ability to drive, you know, things like that.
It's freedom.
It is freedom.
We are trapped. And, you know, you talk about, you know, it happens all over the world, even in countries like the UK and America, women are trapped by money or lack of it, because if their husband's got control of the money and they're not doing anything for themselves, they've got nowhere to go, which is why a lot of women stay in bad marriages for the kids, because they can't give them the life they want to. So to be able to have your own business and your own control, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, or even a job, right, that gives you financial independence. My mother, when I was a small girl, she always said, no matter what you do, find a job, because you need to be independent. And only over the years, I realized the power of those words.
Yeah, it's so true. Oh, it's I could talk to you all day.
Me too.
It's so refreshing. I mean, I'm such an advocate of the beauty industry anyway, and the more people I meet within it, the more I realise there is so much good being done, much more than any bad. I think it's a wonderful industry, but somebody like you, so high up and so influential, with such a big heart.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Vasiliki is a woman who makes you feel very at ease and quite relaxed as well. She's got a very calming effect. And I loved chatting to her. I really hope you enjoyed that interview. Now, we're going from that to demystifying an ingredient that in the past has confused me a little bit, and that's vitamin C. People often think that there are two things they should be using. One is retinol and the other, vitamin C. And I think you would be right, because as you're going to hear from Lorna now, vitamin C is one incredible ingredient. So Lorna, you've just spent a good amount of time in South Korea, and I know you've been working really hard at looking into what they're doing out there, and also how, because you do, when you do your formulating, you've got that kind of Korean influence, haven't you? Do you formulate, I mean, in that way?
Yeah, so I'm half Korean. Yeah. I've always gone out to Korea to visit family, and now very lucky to travel out there for work as well. And you can't really help but be influenced by it. It's so innovative out there.
Well, you've brought me the most huge bag of goodies. I'm so excited. Especially there's a hair mask which looks like a sheep.
Yep.
And there's an overnight cream that's meant to plump up my skin.
Yeah, I think what's really great is it's all very sort of high quality skincare, but it does have that element of fun to it as well.
Yeah, I'm so, I will keep you posted. I'll put it all on the Instagram at Outspoken Beauty Podcast. I think we will talk about Korean skincare in another episode, Lorna. But we're talking today about an ingredient that I think confuses quite a lot of people, and in the past it has confused me as well. And that's vitamin C.
Yes.
And I suppose my first question about vitamin C is, how does it compare as an ingredient to, say, a retinol? What does a vitamin C do?
So vitamin C is a really good antioxidant, and there's quite a lot of data to show it has multiple benefits on the skin. So it can help to brighten and even out skin tone. Along similar lines, it can help to reduce hyperpigmentation, which are things like dark spots or age spots. Yeah. In some cases, it can actually help reduce blemishes for acne-prone skin. And it can also help to promote collagen synthesis. So it has a skin-firming effect for anti-aging. So it's one ingredient that actually has quite a few potential benefits for the skin. In its pure form, it comes as a white crystalline powder that dissolves in water. But what's interesting is it's really, really unstable once it's dissolved in water. It can oxidize quite easily and turn brown, like a really strong orange-brown colour, which looks horrible in your product, but also if your product has turned that colour, it means the vitamin C has actually degraded and isn't going to offer you the skin benefits anymore.
So what I thought we'd do is we'd look at three different products containing vitamin C. Two are a little more expensive, one of them very, very affordable. And let's just see what's interesting about them and whether they're good, whether they do what they say on the bottle. Let's start at the lower price point, and it's The Ordinary. It's their vitamin C suspension, 23% plus HA spheres, 2%. I have no idea what they are. And it's only $4.99. Is this going to have the desired effect, Lorna?
So we just spoke about how ascorbic acid actually degrades in water. Yeah. And what's interesting about this product is they are using pure vitamin C, but they have put it into a completely water-free base. So there's no water to actually degrade the ascorbic acid. They basically use a really small particle size of the solid ascorbic acid powder, and then they mix that into like an oil-based gel. And since there's no water, the ascorbic acid will be staying as a powder, sort of fresh to be delivered onto the skin. The oil base they use is a bit different from like a normal cream, because that would normally have both water and oil in it. So I know some people say that the texture is a bit different to how they'd normally expect a cream or a serum to be. And that's really because to get the vitamin C to deliver onto the skin properly, they've got this oily base, which consists of oils that are easy to spread across the skin, shouldn't feel too greasy in theory. And then those oils are gelled into a creamy type consistency using synthetic polymers. And that actually means that the powder won't just sink straight to the bottom of the product. So with each use you actually get some of the vitamin C in each part.
Well, so it seems like they've really worked hard to make it do its job.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting product format and not one that I've seen sort of too often before.
When they say 23%, what does that mean?
So that does mean, I assume, 23% of ascorbic acid in the formulation.
And that's a good amount?
Yeah, so it's a really interesting point, actually. It's a good question because if you imagine you put more and more and more vitamin C onto the skin, and it's quite trendy to put high levels of ingredients onto the skin, your skin might not actually be able to absorb all of that amount. So we're talking here about bioavailability. If you completely flooded your skin in vitamin C, it's actually limited by how much vitamin C your skin's transporter can actually take into the skin.
A bit like when you take vitamin C, actually, you can't always take in as much as the vitamin pill promises.
Exactly. Yep. So, you might actually have more vitamin C on the skin than your skin can handle. Mm. Based on an article that I read in the Journal of Clinical and Aesthetic Dermatology, they seem to suggest that, depending on the formulation, generally 10 to 20% vitamin C is quite a good level.
Okay.
And interestingly, they actually said above 20% doesn't increase its biological significance.
Okay.
But it does depend on sort of the rest of the formulation and what's in it. My guess with the ordinary one is that, because 23% seems like a strangely specific number.
Yeah, it does.
My best guess would be that they kind of went as high as possible before the texture started to become a bit strange or something.
So if we're going to kind of conclude on this one, $4.99, I mean, that is incredibly cheap. Are you getting, you know, something, a good product there that's going to do a good job for you?
There's certainly a high level of vitamin C in there that should be getting delivered onto the skin.
Okay, brilliant. And we go from that to the other end of the spectrum, which is £70 for Sunday Riley's CEO Rapid Flash Brightening Serum. They say here, brimming with the brightening benefits of vitamin C, it's a concentrated super serum. Is it?
So it's a very different product from the ordinary one. Instead of using pure ascorbic acid and keeping it away from water, they've actually used a molecule that is derived from vitamin C. So you actually react ascorbic acid with another molecule, which is this tetrahexyl desyl ascorbate. I know. I've had to practice that one.
You did very well.
But essentially, the idea is that it's then able to stay stable in any type of formulation. So it can be put into a watery serum, but it will still be delivering the benefits on the skin.
Okay.
Because your skin can actually convert it into pure vitamin C with its enzymes.
Okay, that's clever.
Yeah, and so the CEO serum uses 15% of this vitamin C derivative. And it's an oil-soluble derivative, so it's quite different from the water-soluble vitamin C. And because of that, it delivers onto the skin in a slightly different way. It behaves in a slightly different way. But overall, sort of the skin benefits are the same. You know, it's still aiming to brighten the skin, still aiming to reduce hyperpigmentation and things.
But I've got to ask you, this is 70 quid. The other one's £4.99. I mean, are you getting a lot more because you're spending more?
We're focusing on just the vitamin C side of it here, but the formulation does have some other ingredients in it as well.
Yes.
So just as an example, it's got saccharide isomerate in it, which is an interesting carbohydrate that I believe has some moisturisation studies showing up to 72 hours of skin hydration.
Oh, wow. So actually with the ordinary one, you are literally getting the vitamin C, whereas with the Sunday Riley, there are other bits and bobs in there to help your skin. Right, and then we go to the final one. This is one I've been trying recently. I've really enjoyed it. It's a lot of money. It's £81.50. It's Dermalogica, one of their hero products. It's the Biolumin C Serum. And you've warned me that this one's a bit complicated.
Just because there are lots of things going on in it.
Yeah.
What I find really interesting about this product from a formulation side is they actually say we use less vitamin C than some of our competitors.
Oh.
But they have a vitamin C complex that is designed to deliver onto the skin very well. So coming back to this question of bioavailability, even though there's not as much in total on the skin, it's actually getting into the skin more effectively.
At a deeper level?
Not necessarily, because we are still talking cosmetics, so we're not meant to be penetrating down to the deeper levels of the skin. But they use two different forms of stabilised vitamin C. These make the other one sound easy to pronounce, actually. So it's ascorbyl methyl silanol pectinate and aminopropyl ascorbyl phosphate.
Okay.
So two different versions. And what's really interesting is I notice on the fourth ingredient on their ingredients list is a solubilizer called ethoxydiglycol, which is known to help basically solubilize active ingredients and actually deliver them better on the skin. So that's probably part of how they're getting that good delivery onto the skin.
Okay. Interesting. So it's really funny when you see this ingredient that each product does it so differently and delivers it so differently as well. So I know you're going to say you're not going to decide which is best because they all have merits. I know you, Lorna. You're going to say that, aren't you?
Pretty much. I was thinking, I bet Nicola's going to ask me this question.
I always ask you this question.
I was thinking, bear with me on this analogy, but think mushrooms and cooking. You've got all these different sorts of mushrooms.
Yeah.
Some are better for some recipes, some are better for others. At the end of the day, they're all still a mushroom, just like all the vitamin C's formats are still vitamin C.
I would say, though, that the Biolumin C serum is like a truffle mushroom, whereas maybe the ordinary one is like one you might have like in a fry-up.
Well,
that's my view only. Lorna, thank you. I feel like I know a bit more about vitamin C, and I hope that's actually helped you to decide if you want to buy a product. There are three that you now know everything about, so it'll help you make a decision. Well, Lorna will be back soon. And remember, if you have anything you'd like to ask her, any skincare dilemmas, just have a look at the @OutspokenBeautyPodcast on Instagram. And there's a little section that says Ask Lorna. So I've got a few product recommendations for you. And the first one is the most unglamorous thing I have ever discussed on this podcast. Now, if you listen to the Caroline Hirons special that we did with the Eve Appeal, we chatted about vaginas and vulvas and what we should and shouldn't be doing with them. One of the things that really came up in conversation was that our vulva is a self-washing vessel. You shouldn't be using shower gel on it. You shouldn't even be using those products that they say are particularly for that region, because actually they're not, okay? It should just be washed with water. Or so I thought. But I was chatting to a gynecologist the other day and she said that a lot of women don't feel that water's enough and they do really want to use something. And she recommended aqueous cream. Now you can get a big old tub of aqueous cream from your chemist for like £4. And you use it as you would a shower gel. You just use it on the area, wash it off. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Sorry. And it's, you're clean. So I've been using that. And I like to feel clean down there. And it does the trick. So my second recommendation, I cannot remember if I've talked to you about this before, but I want to tell you about it anyway. It's the Deep Cleansing Oil from DHC. Now, with the amount of eye makeup I wear, I need a really, really good cleanser. And this one takes my eye makeup off really, really well. It's quite cheap as well. Wait a minute. I'm looking at Look Fantastic. Let me see what it says. For 200ml, it's £24. 70ml, it's only £12.50. It's olive oil based. You can actually smell it when you use it, but it leaves your skin comfortable and soft. It takes off makeup like a dream. It's just a really good product. You can get it from Amazon as well. So I think if you're looking for an oil cleanser that's quite simple, but that really will do the trick, that is the one. And finally, I wanted to just quickly talk to you about something that I don't own, but that I've seen on so many people now. And every time I think I have got to buy this, and that is the NARS Illuminator in Orgasm. Now, you probably know about NARS Orgasm. It's that shade that suits every skin type. And the Illuminator, everyone I've seen who wears it, and I've seen some women who are kind of 30s, 20s, and even a friend of mine who's nearly 80, when she wears it, it just lights up the whole face. It gives you that glow. You can put it on the entire face. You can just use it on the high spots on your face. But it's stunning. It's a lovely thing. I am going to be buying myself some. £23. That's on Cult Beauty. And there you have it. Another episode done. Cher Webb's going to be back on Wednesday giving us tips on the perfect blushes. Oh, what else is going on? You know where to find me on Instagram. It's @OutspokenBeautyPodcast. And keep rating and spreading the word.